And welcome back, everyone. We're going to pick up again. I'd like to invite, we have Jake Hansen with us. He's with Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever. We have a special presentation this morning. Welcome, Jake.
Well, good morning, commissioners. Good morning, Secretary Roebling. Good morning, staff, stakeholders, whoever else are in between or online. It is an exciting day. My name is Jake Hansen. I'm the development officer for Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever. And my primary responsibilities are overseeing philanthropic giving here in South Dakota, but as well as North Dakota and Nebraska. And once in a while, I get a call from one of our executive team members and say, can you help me out in a pinch? I need you to go to the commission meeting on Friday. So that's the other duties as assigned role in my job description as well. But it is an honor for me today to share a little bit about a special individual we have in this room who I think he knows who he is. But this year, Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever chose four wildlife professionals throughout different regions of the country to give the Conservation Service Award to for their distinguished accomplishments and contributions to wildlife habitat conservation. And I wanted to share with you our press release on Tom Kirschman. And hopefully there's nothing in here that's surprising, Tom, for you. In 2005, Kirschman joined South Dakota Game Fish and Parks, working as the upland game biologist out of the Huron office before moving to Pier in 2008 to serve as a wildlife program administrator. Within a year, he was named terrestrial section chief and worked in that position for 10 years. Kirschman was also the wildlife division's deputy director for 3 years before being named director. A Eureka native, he grew up on a cow-calf operation in large animal veterinary practice. After graduating with his master's degree in wildlife management from SDSU, Kirschman spent 10 years working as a regional wildlife biologist for Pheasants Forever. Thus, we claim all the credit for Tom's success. Regarding Pheasants Forever's private lands work, South Dakota is ground zero for the organization's Farmville Biologist Partnership that was launched 20 years ago. What began in 2003 with the hiring of four biologists in eastern South Dakota has grown into the largest team of private land specialists in the country, all focused on the singular goal of helping producers run successful and profitable operations while meeting their conservation objectives. There are now 268 Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever Farmville biologists in 35 states, addressing habitat needs from the bobwhite pine savannas of the southeast to the sage steppe of the American West. And yes, the iconic plains of South Dakota, thanks to partners like Kirschman and South Dakota Game Fish and Parks, with a larger vision for habitat conservation. Having strong partnerships with state wildlife agencies is critical to the success of Pheasants Forever and an important factor for bird hunters across the nation. Nowhere is this more applicable than here in South Dakota. In 2022 and into 2023 alone, Pheasants Forever biologists in partnership with Game Fish and Parks has worked with 3,235 landowners to improve 302,799 acres of wildlife habitat. In turn, this work helps build bird populations, hunter success, and impacts local economies throughout the state, thanks in large part to Kirschman's collaborative mindset. On behalf of Marilyn Vetter, our president and CEO, Ron Leathers, our chief conservation officer, all of those who work and volunteer for Pheasants Forever, congratulations, Tom Kirschman, on this year's Conservation Service Award. Let's give Tom a round of applause.
Yeah, something with a different background.
Yeah.
Too bright in
the
back.
Speech? Tom, would you like to speak?
Now he's shy.
Yeah. I'm usually not very much for words on the microphone. No, this is totally unexpected, and thank you very much. I do remember, as Jake was describing, when Pheasants Forever and Game Fish and Parks started our partnership with the private lands biologists, or farm bill biologists, as we called them at that time. And that was, I remember Howard Vincent and I sat down with the leadership of GF&P at the time, and we had this conversation about starting these farm bill biologists. And when the meeting was done, Howard pulled me to the side and he goes, "Oh yeah, now you go find the money to make this happen, buddy. We said we would do it, now go find the money." And by gosh, we did, with some grants and through GF&P. And now it's an honor to be working for GF&P doing the same thing. So totally unexpected, really appreciate it. Honestly, all the work that's been done is not because of me, but all the people involved. So thank you so much.
No, thank you for being here, and congratulations, Director Kirschenman. I know our history goes way back, and you have always approached your job from a place of educating South Dakotans, professionalism. You bring information that science Dakotans, so thank you. Job well done. Secretary, did you want to provide any comments?
Thank you, Madam Chair, and yes, Tom, very well deserved, sir. I was thinking, you're listening to that nomination there, every word of it is so true who you are as an individual. You're passionate, you're always willing to go the extra mile, and couldn't be more proud of you and the Habitat and Access teams that we have out across the state. That number of landowner contacts is impressive. We'll hit 4,000 this year, I hope. We always are looking to grow. So. No, it's just it's great to see some recognition of somebody that's dedicated their entire career to this effort and will continue doing the good work that you've been doing over the last couple decades. And I know you won't skip a beat. So congratulations, sir. Very well deserved.
Going to take a photo now? All right, sounds good. We're going to move down to